بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن مكحول رضي الله عنه قال قال رجل متى قيام الساعة يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما المسؤول عنها بعلم من سائل ولكن لها أشراط أزد مكحول رضي الله عنه نريد that a person asked رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم when is the day of Qiyamah. We find there are a few ahadith like this, where Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is Qiyamah? In some ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned the question around, asked the Sahabi, ma a'adatta laha, what did you prepare for Qiyamah? The end is Qiyamah, but before that is preparation. Our focus should be on preparation. Knowing the date, knowing when Qiyamah will come is one thing. But what? In other words, this knowledge is only exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah. Allah ta'ala only knows when Qiyamah will take place. But then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, laha ashrat. There are certain signs, and when you see these signs, then you'll understand that Qiyamah is getting close. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enumerates certain signs. One sign, aswaq, wa taqarubu aswaq. Qalu ya Rasulullah, wa ma taqarubu aswaqiha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the markets becoming very close to each other. So they asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the meaning of the markets becoming close to each other? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kasaduha, economic recession, stagnation, and financial depression. Ulama explained that with the advent of technology, electricity, the internet, social media, etc., then we find that it's a global village and there's a global market. So if a person wants to get something from China, then he has an option to get it delivered right to his house. He'll get it delivered right to his home. So there's no need even to go to a shop or to even go abroad. Someone just looks at something on the internet and he gets it. So the competition is very, very great. Now a person is competing with the whole world. He's competing with China, the factory of the world. He's competing with the whole world. And so it becomes very, very difficult. The markup becomes very, very small. So the markets become very, very close and many people have to close their businesses because they can't compete. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, kasaduha, recession, stagnation, financial depression, this will happen. وَمَطَرٌ وَلَا نَبَاتٌ. Rain will come, but no crop will grow. وَأَن تَفْشُوَ الْغِيبَ. And backbiting will become very, very widespread and common. On social media, you find so easy a person to make a rumor, and then it becomes ghibat, and to pass on the wrong message. This spreading of ghibat will become very, very easy. وَتَكْثُرُ أَوْلَادُ الْبَغِيَّةِ. And the prostitutes will start having a lot of children. In other words, there will be a lot of zina taking place. وَيُعَظَّمَ رَبُّ الْمَالِ. And people that have wealth will be respected despite them using zulam and oppression or haram means to acquire that wealth. وَأَن تَعْلُوَ أَصْوَاتُ الْفَسَقَةِ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. And the voices of evil people will be raised in the masjid. People will talk about worldly matters in the masjid. Voices will be raised in the masjid. Other ahadith explain also, Tirmizi Sharif, 15 things that will happen before Qiyamah. And one of the things, Rufiatil Aswatu fil Masajid, voices will be raised in the masjid. And just to think that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have been sent to break musical instruments. And in the same hadith it comes, ظَهَرَتِ الْقَيْنَاتُ وَالْمَعَازِفُ. Singing woman and musical instruments will become common. So we brought the instrument of music in the form of the ringtone inside the masjid and we think nothing of it. In the hadith, I was looking at the hadith some time ago, the bell, they say with the bell is shaitan. Something to that effect in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where there's a bell, there's shaitan. So now that sound of the bell, the piano, if I bring in front here, I bring some drums, and I bring a guitar, and I bring a piano, people will become upset. But when I bring the cell phone and the same sounds are playing, then nobody is getting upset. Nobody is having a problem with it. So that is one wrong. And then aswatul fasaqati fil masajid. People are congregating in the masjid and they're having worldly discussions. People are answering the phones. People are doing business in the masjid. So all this will happen. The respect of the masjid will be lost. وَأَيْ يَظْهَرَ أَهْلُ الْمُنْكَرِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْحَقِّ. And the evil people will gain the upper hand over the people of truth. That means now their evil actions will be in vogue and they will be promoting it and they will have followers, etc. And the Ahl al-Haq will be a small group. They will always be the people of truth and they will always declare the Haq. But sometimes these people, kathrat and killat, what is more and what is less, that is not considered in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Quran al-Majeed, Allah ta'ala says, أَكْثَرُهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Most of them are sinners, they don't know. وَإِن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you have to follow the majority, then they will lead you astray. So it's not on the basis of minority and majority, it's on the basis of haqq and batil. So these people will gain the upper hand. Bid'aat and innovations will become rife, and wrong actions will become rife. And the whole world, so to say, is going in that wrong direction. قَالَ رَجُلٌ. So this will be all the signs of Qiyamah. قَالَ رَجُلٌ. So the person said, or one person said, فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you advise us and command us to do at such a time? قَالَ فِرَّ بِدِينِكَ وَكُنْ حِلْسًا مِنْ أَحْلَاسِ بَيْتِكَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then run with your religion, with your deen, meaning protect your deen. Protect your deen. Run to protect your deen. Really, it's really sad. People are running in the world to study and to earn money. Even if they are going to a place where their deen is in jeopardy, where there's no halal food, where their deen is in jeopardy, their lifestyle is improving in terms of dunya and luxury and comfort, but the level of deen is dropping. Someone went overseas to an apparent Islamic country. They had seen a dream. And the interpretation of the dream was that you left South Africa and you went abroad. That was a bad move for your deen, even though you went to an Arab country. Even though you went to an Arab country, you left deen, which is of a better level in your country, and you went to a country, and your level of deen has dropped there. Another person recently, he's coming back, he told me, he said, Maulana, in South Africa, I'm going to the masjid 5 times a day. I have so much of luxuries and comforts for my deen. Says, yeah, I'm in this place, yeah. I can't even go to the masjid. It's so difficult, although it's an Arab country. One Arab came here in this masjid about a year ago, and he sat here and he explained, and he said that he came to leave his son in a Darul Uloom in Johannesburg, and he stayed about 1 or 2 months. And he said, in that 1 or 2 months, he had a dream of a Sahabi, and he saw a certain Sahabi, and he gave the whole explanation, I can't remember. And he phoned one of his shuyukh, and he explained that this is the dream I saw. And his sheikh told him the interpretation and the ta'bir of the dream. He said, where you are is a better place for you. You stay there. And he started living here with his son that he's studying. So my respected elders and brothers, from this part of the hadith, فِرَّ بِدِينِكَ. Run to protect your deen. Don't run for dunya. فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run to Allah. وَكُنْ حِلْسًا مِنْ أَحْلَاسِ بَيْتِكَ. And be that saddle cloth of the camel from your house. Or that mat that stays in its place. That means, don't move out of your house. Stay in your house to protect your deen. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all types of fitnah.